And in the traffic hut is Esmeralda Leon. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was all right.
Yeah? Were you able to enjoy the outdoors?
No.
No?
I just slept a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I didn't really enjoy as much outdoors activities. I was outside getting into a car and then going into a movie theater on Saturday.
Yeah, I opened a window.
I opened a window too.
Yeah.
Almost jumped out of it during the Hawks game.
Oh, boy.
I can't even explain what's happening there.
Maybe they're too much in their heads.
I don't know, man. But you can't drop the two first games at home. You just don't. That's not how the game is played.
You should let them know.
I'll call right now. Get Q on the horn, will you? I'm sure that's what he wants. I'm sure that he wants an right. idiot like me to be calling him.
I'm sure that's exactly what he's waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, like, Q.
Yeah.
Dan Shagrew calling for WGN Walk of Famer Nick DiGilio.
Oh, no, he would pick
now,
up the phone.
Yeah, he'd have to take that phone call because I'm a future Walk of Famer.
Exactly.
God, he would come here and beat me senseless.
Right now, or which, what do you think which, he would make an appointment?
Would he use fists or would he use a hockey stick?
Whatever was available.
His mustache.
Yeah, he would beat the hell out of me with his mustache.
I would think his mustache has a mind of its own.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
I imagine it like a batarang that he takes off his face and throws at you.
Oh, and then it lands right back on his face.
And
again.
It lands right back on
his cool.
Lip. Yeah, that would be cool.
So I would want you to get beat up if that's going to happen.
Well, sure.
I want to see that.
Yeah, me too. So, anyway, yeah, not good. The Hawks play again tonight in Nashville. 8:30 is the start time for that. Oh, God. It's just Saturday was painful, man. It was just painful. And then what the hell happened to the Cubs this weekend? Dan, what's going on?
I got no answers.
Call Madden right now, will you?
Call Madden. Hey, can you, Joe Madden, Nick DiGilio, future Walk of Famer here. He wants you to let you know that your hitters really should hit when their bases are loaded and there's less than two outs.
That's right. And how about slapping some guys around in that bullpen a little bit? Maybe that'll help too. You know what Joe Madden would show up? Whip his glasses at me.
And then they land back
they
on
land
his
back
face.
On his face.
Oh, they could be like a superhero team.
I know. Like, what does John Fox throw at you? He's usually chewing gum. So
right,
he
that could be gum.
Gum
yeah.
At you. And then Fred Hoiberg whip his clipboard at you.
Right. Yeah, they all the coaches and managers have their secret superpowers.
Whoever coaches the Chicago Fire would kick a soccer ball at your head.
That's right. And they only use their superpowers against me because I'm a moron.
You're their supervillain.
Ah.
Wow.
That's right.
You'd be their arch nemesis?
Yeah.
Huh.
Wonder if they're going to show up at the ceremony when they induct me into the Walk of
Fame.
They're
going to line up.
Screw everything up and just start throwing stuff at me. So, all right. All right, let's talk more. We can talk more sci-fi coaches stuff coming up later. All right, we got a break here because Eric and Colin are in the wings, and they're going to talk about the new movies, and we'll talk about the box office as well.